Welcome to Manager Tools. Leading Change, Model and Measure, Part 2. Here we go. This cast answers these questions. Do I have to do Trinity as a director? How do I ensure my organization follows the Trinity? Why isn't my organization do what I asked them to do? Well, if you want answers to these questions and more, keep listening.
Finally, after years of waiting, The Effective Manager in book form is available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble and your other retail booksellers, as well as signed copies are available on our website, manager-tools.com. If you want to know the basics of how to manage others effectively in book format, including Kindle and ebook format as well, we encourage you to buy, read, and then implement the guidance in The Effective Manager.
Last time we talked about the necessity of leading change by modeling the change you want, by actually engaging in the behaviors
that
you want.
Setting the example.
Setting the example, right? That's probably the, you know, it's only guys like you, management experts, who talk about modeling behavior. Most people say setting the example. So
setting the example, I think we said it last time, is so classically a leadership thing, right? And we have these discussions all the time about management or leadership or whatever. But people won't do what you're asking them to do, generally speaking, or people won't do nearly as well, nearly as much, nearly as consistently a thing that you ask them to do that you will not yourself do.
Right.
Regardless of your role or your power, just doesn't matter.
Yeah. What you're saying speaks more loudly than the words you use, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's talk about the next step, because modeling the behavior is absolutely necessary.
Yeah.
Right.
But it's, get started.
But it's not sufficient if you really, really want to get the changes
done. If you think about it, modeling is what will motivate people, but measuring is what the organization needs from your process. Measuring is something that people expect to have happen in their organization if the organization believes that what is happening around the measurement is necessary or important. So modeling is necessary, but it's not sufficient. You got to be willing to measure it. The greatest management principle in the world, the things that get measured are the things that get done. If a direct or anyone in your organization has a choice between doing something that's measured, which generally means those things that are reported on or have deadlines and so on, and doing something that isn't measured, she's likely to do the thing that is measured.
Why is that?
Because if it's not measured, she probably won't get in trouble for not doing it. Right. And if it is measured, she might get in trouble for not doing it. And that's the calculus most of us use most of the time. People always talk to us about how busy they are, how they always have too much work to do. And I always tell them, the moment that happens in your life, and it happens fairly quickly for most professionals, if you're never going to get all your work done, if there's always work left over at the end, then the choice you make virtually every day is, what work will I get in the least amount of trouble or not in trouble at all not doing? And typically, the way we gauge whether or not we're going to get in trouble, or on the other side, whether or not we're going to benefit from doing it, is, when is it due? Am I going to report on it? Is somebody going to find out? Is somebody going to ask? Is somebody complain?
Right. If it's measured, there's a record. Yeah. And even though somebody doesn't see you not do it today, the fact that there's a report that shows it later on increases the chance tremendously, right?
So, it's pretty simple. And this sounds very unscientific, but folks, ask yourself whether or not you find yourself doing this. If you took a record of the things you do, if you had a diary or a schedule, a calendar, and kept track of it, if you did a Drucker time study, you discovered that over and over again, you make choices about what is due, what is reported. So therefore, you don't need complex measurements with means and medians and so on. The measurements are essentially normal behaviors you engage in, like what's the deadline and is there reporting on it. So if you want change to start, if you want it to take hold, if you want it to become the standard process, you include in your change effort simple reporting on its use through simple measurements. If you want things to change, measure the change and report on it. Okay. And don't just measure, make the measures so that they can be reported on. And then hear, if in fact it's a verbal report in a staff meeting, for instance, or read, if in fact you're asking someone to put something on an internet website or send you emails or put it in their weekly report.
I like that you said simple, because I've often made the mistake, and it's just, it's, and for those of you who understand DISC, I'm a high C, right? Like things being perfect, dot the I's, cross the T's kind of guy. And I've learned, I've modified my behavior, but long time ago, I wouldn't measure something because I couldn't measure it perfectly, right? Like, right. Well, this thing, well, it's kind of a proxy, but it's really not precise. Yeah. And so therefore I didn't measure it. And that's a mistake. Oh my
God. And proxies are great. If in fact they're easy to measure and you reasonably believe that this thing you're measuring is a good approximation of the behavior you want, a proxy is completely okay. As opposed to taking weeks to develop all the measures and slowing down the change process.
Yeah, exactly.
So simple is okay. Don't make the mistake of not measuring because you can't figure out, you can't actually have a videotape of the person doing the thing you're doing, as opposed to them just filling out something or sending you a mail or even a text message once a week. I did my one-on-ones, or, you know, I talked to my team about the change effort, whatever it might be.
Right. And you said it, I just reiterate, not only simple is fine, right? But, and faster is better, right? The sooner you start measuring it, right? Don't start a change program and say, okay, we'll start measuring in 6 months.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's got to be weekly. As a general rule, nothing gets done that has a measuring system longer than a week, because people tend to live their lives in 3 to 5 day windows. Okay. So I mentioned some examples before. Let's take them and talk about measuring them. If your company's installing a new software accounting package, okay, check attendance at the training you attend, okay? You attend it, that's the modeling, and then you check attendance.
Yeah, okay? It's a measure.
Right. And then if somebody's not there, you text them and say, where are you? And they say, oh, something came up. Say, well, and decide then whether or not you're going to tell them, I said it was mandatory, you'll be here. Or you find out whether there's an alternate and you tell them, you got 5 days to go to one of the alternates and text me and let me know it's done. And guys, checking on something is measuring it. Not all measures have to be electronic. They don't have to be communicated. We're talking about reporting things. But if you check on it, if you're there, if you visibly observe, that's a form of reporting, because you're being let know what the status is of the activity you wanted done. The things that get measured are the things that get done is very similar to the military term that Mike and I are familiar with, inspect what you expect. And inspection is a form of measurement. What's interesting about that is when you say inspect what you expect, people who know that phrase immediately say, yeah, and you don't get what you expect. That's the reason for the inspection, because you get what you inspect. In other words, if there will be what amounts to reporting by you inspecting, people will do it. If you tell them you expect it and then you don't inspect, in other words, you don't measure, and there's no reporting on whether stuff is done, it's not nearly as likely to happen. Now, if you believe in your change effort, and that's something both Mike and I fall prey to, it's a good thing to believe in the change effort, because it takes belief and energy and passion to overcome the inertia of people doing it the way they've always done it before. But the problem is, if you believe it, you begin then to believe your own press, which is, well, the way I feel about it, it's very clear. Everyone will
want obvious. To do this. Yeah, why wouldn't they?
Right? Yeah. Everyone will want to do it the same way I do. Right. And of course, that's not true. Just because you expect it or you believe it or you're passionate about it, what matters organizationally is whether or not you measure it. So you can go further. Set deadlines for when the old accounting software has to be deleted. Ask those who own licenses for it to send a mail to you when they have deleted it. Give them a deadline to do it. Okay. Now, guys, note, if you remember some of our earlier guidance on when you assign work, you assign both the task and the reporting of the task as the task that you want reported on, so that it's not done unless it's reported on. Same thing here. We don't give people a deadline for when it's deleted. We give them a deadline for when they have sent us a mail that the software has been deleted. In this way, we don't have to check on them. They have to report to us. And if you have a deadline of Thursday for the software being deleted and you haven't gotten the emails, and then when you go on down on Friday and say, hey, look, why didn't you delete the software? And they say, I did exactly what you told me to do. You can say to them, no, you didn't. The task was not delete the software. The task was send me a mail that the software was deleted. And for all of us managers who have spent all kinds of time running around checking on things, where's my stuff? Where's my stuff? Assigning the reporting of the task as the task itself will make your life a great deal easier and will send the message that this is going to be measured.
And I'm sure I shared this with you before when I just got out of the Army, and shortly I went and joined Mobil Oil as a programmer, right? And then a couple months later, I was a team lead. And I remember the first time I put this plan together, and I had, you know, probably like 15 people involved with all different tasks. And I spent all my time running around and finding people and asking them whether they had done their work. And I tell you, it took, you know, after about 3 or 4 weeks of this, I finally went to my manager and said, like, what? This is impossible. I can't do that. I can't
Why
get my work done.
Do what they're supposed to do.
And she kind of suggested I might want to do things a little bit differently. Yeah. Oh my God, it was so painful.
Yeah.
Don't make the same mistake, folks.
Yeah. So guys, if you didn't hear it, there's a cast for that. It's called Assign Work and Reporting. Look, put in your personal task management system a deadline and then have an alarm. And I know the stuff we're talking about here, guys, it's not sexy. It's kind of boring. It's kind of
mundane.
Trivial. It's mundane. Yeah. Look, leadership, sexy, cool, change effort, passionate speech, visual reminder of how good things can be or how bad things were or something. Great. But management is the boring stuff. It's not sexy. It's not boring, but it is disciplined and it's really effective. So set deadlines for when new reports come from the new system versus the old system. Okay. Assign responsibility for the task and the reporting of its completion to the people who use the software. Discuss the change process briefly each week in your staff meeting. Announce what percentage of tasks were done, which weren't done, what the new deadline is, if there was one that was late, and what the standard is for the percentage, whether it's 80% or 85% or even 50%. Discussing the status of the tasks in a project, which is classically who does what by when, is measurement because it's a form of status reporting. And you don't have to be any more complex than this in order to make a difference. There is no fancy way. You don't need an intranet. Or you don't need a website. Although that said, they also work great with red and green and things that are turning, you know, orange and a quick review, a dashboard of things. Those are great. And if you have a dashboard, you have to hold people accountable for filling it in. And what people will say is, well, do you want me to do the change stuff or do you want me to report on it? And remember, the answer to that question is yes. Okay. There is nothing wrong. In fact, there's a lot right with telling somebody, yeah, you have to do the work and you have to let the organization know the work is done. In organizational theory 101, if someone has done work and no one else knows the work is done, the organization doesn't know the work is done. The work therefore has no value. It is not work being done that matters in an organization. It is the communication of that work being done that matters. If there's only one person doing something, if it's a one-person organization, there doesn't need to be any communication because the moment the person does it, the entire organization knows it's done. In a larger organization, one plus one, the moment you do something, if the other person doesn't know it's done, they may not or cannot do the things in addition to what you've done that creates the total value that the organization serves society with. And I fight this battle all the time with people. You have to measure. Oh, well, my people are so busy, Mark, that I don't know that they need to measure. I said, well, that's fine. I said, I totally get that. But what you're saying is you are not willing to engage in the behaviors that will cause this change to take hold. You're saying this is a great idea, but you are not willing to see it through. And I got to tell you, if you're wondering why people are too busy, it's because you're not willing to follow through on the measuring part. You'll do the modeling part, but you won't do the measuring part. And then you wonder why everybody's so busy and why they tend to disdain deadlines and so on, because you're telling them they're really not all that important.
Yeah. In my experience, this is the biggest reason why change efforts don't take place in most organizations. There's a big kickoff. There's lots of energy, lots of fire, lots of smoke.
Yeah.
And then 6 months down the road, nothing's happened.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
It's because they're not measuring.
Yeah.
Now, before we go, let me ask you one more question. What do you think about sharing of those measurements across the organization? So, for example, I know some managers say, well, I don't want to share the detailed measurements because well, his measurements are a form of feedback. And of course, I don't do feedback in public, so yeah. I wouldn't share the measurements.
I disagree. Completely disagree. If I work for you, when you give me feedback saying, hey, you did met the deadline, or hey, when you met the deadline, it was great, thank you. Or when you didn't meet the deadline or you didn't report on your stuff, it makes my job harder, it slows us down or whatever. That's feedback. That's for me. If in fact an organization, a small part of the large organization, is going through a change effort, whenever possible, we want to share that information. Whenever possible. Now, I also think that, you know, somebody said to me once that Mark, your approach to reporting work is a form of public shaming.
Oh, right? My God.
Yeah,
really?
It's like, oh, that's the reason you're doing it. No, it's not the reason I'm doing it. I do want the organization to know the status of work, though, because that affects how they do their own work. And if there's only one person not getting the work done in a change effort, I want them to know they're the one. Now, I'll give them private feedback as well, but I want others to know. And I want my best guy to know that if he's waiting on a task from my worst guy and he can see that my worst guy's task accountability rate is only 20%, my best guy is going to come talk to me, or he's going to do something else because he knows that task he's expecting is not going to get done. That's useful information. I'm sorry. It's useful. In fact, there's all kinds of organizational theory in the last 10, 15 years about the beauty, the fantasticness of intranet sites where you can go up and you can see the status of things very quickly. Dashboards, CEOs everywhere want a dashboard. It's not feedback. For a division head, if the CEO can read on a dashboard a series of measures that shows how that division's doing, that's just more efficient communication.
Right. Right?
Ideally, we would all like to know everything that's happening in the organization. There's too much to know. So therefore, we have to make choices about what filtering happens so that people aren't overwhelmed with data and they can actually get their work done. Well, a spreadsheet with 10 people's names on it and 25 tasks that has color-coded green, yellow, red, whatever, you can take in the gist of that data in 10 seconds,
right?
You can. And I don't think there's anything wrong with having an intranet site that shows who logged in. You know, we use Dropbox. I think in Dropbox, you can actually tell who logged in, right? If you had administrator privileges. I wouldn't hesitate to say there's a task that every week you have to check on the dashboard. You have to see what your status
is.
When you go report, if you're going to use something like a dashboard or
and report to me when you did.
Yeah, report to me when you did.
Report to me when you looked at the reporting.
No, you don't even have to do that. You tell them, look, it's going to tell me. If you log it, if you're not logged, first of all, you can't see it if you're not logged in. And if you're logged in, it'll log it. And I'm going to have my admin send me a list of who logged in. And no offense, dude, if you didn't log in, I'm going to call you one afternoon and say, can I get some feedback? Sure, boss, what is it? When you don't log in, when you're asked to every week, you're not doing your stuff. You need to do that every week. Can you do that for me? Yeah, sure.
Right, that's it.
Yeah, and again, there are people who would say, you know, I'm already measuring too much stuff. My people are overwhelmed. Okay, that's a different cast about how to get rid of some of those measurements. Or what you're saying is you're not willing to do a fundamental thing, measuring after modeling, that will ensure the change. So then don't do the change at all.
That's right.
There you go.
Or stop measuring some of the other stuff that's less important than this change.
Yeah.
And if you believe that sharing the measurement across the organization is wrong, somehow would the person say that was a form of
public shaming?
Public shaming. I have to remember that. Yeah. Public shaming. Then I guess accountability is not in your vocabulary, right?
Yeah, no.
You're not willing to hold people. I mean, this is just a form of accountability.
There's always been a contingent everywhere in large organizations that don't like the necessary strictures, systems, processes that organizations have to get the benefit of being an organization, which is the magnification of all the individual's productivity. And so they rail against things like that. And it's not our job to convince the person that the organization is right. It's the organization. You don't like it? Go start an organization of one. I love you, man, but we're not trying to publicly shame you. We're trying to help others know what the status is.
Right. It's a team. It's an organization. It's not a bunch of individuals. Okay.
Why are you posting my batting average? Are you trying to shame me? Well, you wouldn't be shamed if it was better.
Good. It always comes back to baseball.
It totally does. So look, bottom line, if you're going to go through the pain of changing something, you want to get the gain. That's the whole point of it. You want to get to the gain of its purpose, right? Too often, we go through the pain, but we don't get the gain. And the way to get to the gain is to first model, And then, of course, keep modeling. And then measure, 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 measure.
Excellent. Thanks, my friend. Appreciate
that, partner.
All right.
If you enjoyed this podcast and you want the how-tos of management wherever you are, check out the free Manager Tools mobile app. It's available on both iOS and Android devices. Go to the Apple Store or the Google Play Store and download the Manager Tools app. Just search for Manager Tools in the respective store, or go to the Manager Tools website, www.manager-tools.com, and you'll find the links on the bottom of the homepage. Once you've installed the Manager Tools app, you'll have access to all the Manager Tools and Career Tools shows anytime, anywhere you want. With easy searching of podcasts by category, using the map of the universe, or using built-in search functions, it couldn't be easier. Additionally, if you're a Manager Tools personal licensee, you'll have easy access to all the show notes right from the app whenever you want. Go to the App Store and download the Manager Tools mobile app. You'll be happy you did.